Okay. This week's parsha is parsha Bamidbar, right? Abba Hashem, Moshe Midbar Sinai, Ho'ol Moed, Mecha Lachodesh Hasheni, Vashana Hasheni, Shlitzeisam Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Leimur. Su'u as Rosh Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Mishpachosam B'nei Yisrael, Vosam Mishpah Shemos, Kol Zohar L'Gugolosam. So Rashi says, "Mitochi basam lefanav mona osam kol shah." Hashem, Rashi, I'm reading, page one, Rashi. "Mitochi basam lefanav mona osam kol shah." Sheyotu Mitzrayim benam. They went out of Mitzrayim. He counted them. Kshenafel be'egel benam. Neida had osarim. Shebol hashor shkinoso. Menaam, he counted them. Bechad v'nisan hukam amishkan. Bechad be'ir menaam. So different occasions Hashem counts Klal Yisrael. When they went out of Mitzrayim, you want to know when they. And then when he comes to be mashra the Shechina, he counts them. So when was Ashras Hashechina? And Echad v'nisan, that was the Mishkan. Now, and therefore, when is he counting them? Be'echad l'chodesh Hasheni. So the Kashuk will have asked the Kasha, understand, you're saying that he counts them at different junctures, Hashras Hashchina. So then, if Hashras Hashchina is Bechad Benisan, so you should have counted them Bechad Benisan. He counts them when he's Mashra Hashchina, and therefore, he count. So then why is he counting them a month later? That's the Kasha. It was Pasha Kasha and Rashi, that Shabal Hashra Shrinoto Lemon Bechad Benisan, who come a Mishkan, Bechad Beir Menon. Why? If he's saying he counts them when he's Mashra the Shrina, he should count them when he's Mashra the Shrina. That's Bechad Benisan. Now there's another counting here in Pashas Pekudei before the Mishkan. On page 5, Becca la Gugolos, Machsis Hashach, Mushach, Alkol, to call over Al Pkudim. Bibeneshim Shonova Malo, Sheshmius Elef, Shloshas Off, and Kamish Shmot, and Kamishim. Whereas, so in Parshas Pekudei, when he's taking the donations for the Mishkan, so he counts them also. So basically, he's counting them before the Mishkan, with the Bekel of Gugolos, then he puts up the Mishkan, and then a month later he counts them again. So what are all these counts referring to? So the Kashuk Lover, Eretz Tzvi, on page 16 is the Shar Blot. You can see the Shar Blot. Eretz Tzvi was the Kashuk Lover. I see. If you go in the library on 5A, when you get out of the elevator, there's a big picture there. And that's the picture of the Kashuk Lover. So you should look at the picture. Gives Yiras Hashamayim to look at the picture of the Kashuk Lover.
I think it's
5A of the library. So he says like this. The Hiksha Bal, Sipse Chachom really has the Kashuk. If you say Shabal Hashra Shchinoso, so the count in Bamidbar is Echad Be'ir. But you say, the Rashi's explaining that you're counting when he's coming to be Mashra Shchina, that should be Be'echad Benisan. How come it's Be'echad Be'ir? So he says, Nira then Metziru Beis Minyonim. Echad Kodim Belechas HaMishkan, Machzis HaShechel HaGulgolis. Right. Be'echad be'yir. There was the one we saw in Parshas Pekudei before the Mishkan, when he collected all the things, the Machzis HaShechel, and then one after. Achachamam. Says, what's the idea? He says, Inyan and Minyan, who should yet call Echad mi Yisrael Nifrad la'atzmo. What does Minyan mean? One, two, three. You're counting each one as a separate individual. Lo b'toch ha'klal. Mikomum, yer rav chelo b'toru v'avod. Omnum. Yi efshar liyos zerat im b'tchila nichlal b'toch klal Yisrael. He says like this. So he says, yukol ha'chak liyos nifr la'atzmo liyos karoi. Kevin shekvar chalal of pamachas koach ha'klal. Omnum gam likamis l'toch ha'klal yefshar rak achar ha'zikuch. He sees there are two parts. There's preparation. First, you have to be a single individual. You have to work on yourself to become part of the klal. And then when you become part of the klal, that raises you up. And then you could function also as a singular individual. So he says, the first count in Parshas Pekudei was the preparation count to become part of the klal. The Mishkan represents the klal. And then the counting in Bamidbar is the mila that a person received as a singular individual because he was part of the klal. So the first count is the preparation to you're preparing yourself to be part of the klal. Then your mishkan is part of the klal, and then the count of Bamidbar is how being part of the klal raised you up as an individual. If I'm not for myself, who's going to be for me? I mean, I have to work on myself. So, in other words, then I have to become part of the club. It's certainly called the club. So therefore there was one count in Pekudei before the Binyan HaMishkan. The Maksis HaShekel was to enable you to become part of the klal, to be able to buy the Korbanos Tzibur. Shezeh mor al tzirif ha-tzibur yachem. Horos ki minyan shal kol yachem la'atzmo rak hachana sheyuchol liknos l'tach ha-klal. And once you become part of the klal, then you have another mila. So he says, "Ibei binyan hamishkan hayatoch tzir of klal Yisrael yachad." So that's binyan hamishkan is the ultimate idea of everyone coming together. Vezeya echad benisan, okay, mohaya az minyan, because there can't be a minyan on Echad Benisan. Because a minyan means you're individuals. The Mishkan means you're one. So the minyan is only before the Mishkan and after the Mishkan. The before the Mishkan is your preparation as a yochid to become part of the klal. Afterwards is how the fact that you were part of the klal, how that affected you as an individual. But on Echad Benisan itself, that's only the klal. So there's no minyan there. That's his word. Because that's how the being part of the klal affected you. And then it says, "Gamizatam enu nimda pochad." How come the minyan is only be ben esrim? Because he says, "Sefer Vida Zokosav." The pochas me esrim enu b'chlal arbus. Because before you're 20, you're not really going to be part of the klal anyway, because part of the klal means you have a communal responsibility, one for the other. And arbus is when you're 20. So that's why all the counts were only be ben esrim shana v'mala, because the counts were about being part of the klal. That's the original count of Pekudei. And then the count in Iyar, which is our parsha, is how being part of the klal affected you. as a singular individual. So he said, "Nitzan lemedim dinisan hukoch Yisrael mitzara klal v'ir mitzara prat." Okay, Pesach Rishon shum. So the, and he says, Pesach Rishon hu benisan l'tzibur. That's why Pesach Sheni's ear is only for Yechidim, because ear is that idea of how, and Pesach Sheni is for Yechidim. So that's the idea of the Yechidim. Oh. So that's the word of the Kasha Glover, how he explains the pre-Nisan, Nisan, and post-Nisan. So I want to tie this in as well to Matan Torah. We know that Matan Torah, how is it referred to in Chumash, Matan Torah, in Chumash Devarim? Yom HaKohol. Yom HaKohol. So, it's a Tzibur, the Kasi. But on the other hand, look at the Medrash in Shir Shirim on page 19. Whereas Hashem gave the Torah, he went to every individual, not just the community. It was a communal event, but it was also every individual. Do you accept Shabbos? And each individual as an individual said yes. He said, those were the Baskol would say, kach v'kach dinim yeshbo, kach v'kach onshin yeshbo, kach gazer yeshbo, kach mitzvos, kach kach Yisrael, hein v'chozev over mekabel es elkuso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'omer v'hein miyad hayanoshkol apiv, etc. So, everyone got a neshika from the Malach. So everyone, that's Yishakeni min Shikos Piu. The Malach Hayamotzei Dibur v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malach went on a Shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every Dibur, he went to every member of Klal Yisrael. Like he showed him. And this is the Schoira here. He'd accept, and then he'd say yes, and then he would kiss it. Yad Hayanoshko al Piv. And that would be the Kabbalah. So, what's the idea? Oh, so there was a private Kabbalah Satorah also, on every individual. So the Satmar Rebbe in the Berach Moshe on page 21 said, he says, why is, we know, the Medrash says, Heichan Zochu Yisrael L'Birkas Kohanim, Rabban Amri Mimatan Torah, Shenem Rako Somar L'Beis Yaakov. So the ko is the same ko of ko Amor Lahem. Ko Somar, you know, by Birkas Kohanim. Ko Savarchus B'nai Yisrael Amor Lahem. So that ko is the ko for Matan Torah. What's the connection? So the word is, he says, because Matan Torah was not only a communal event. Every individual had a separate Kabbalah Satorah. That's the Medrash, Yishakeni. Every person got a special Neshika from the Malach and had a Mekabel every Dibur himself. And the same thing with Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim is a bracha. Ki inyan tzarchei amishel mirubim. And people need bani chayi mizoni. But ein adomeh bakosha sechad l'chaveiro. But one person's bakosha is different from another person's bakosha. So the bracha of Birkas Kohanim is what? Is a communal one, but it's also a singular one. Because everyone has their own bakasha. And that's the connection between the ko of Matan Torah. Because just like there was a communal Matan Torah, there was a what? There was a private, a kol dibur v'dibur. The Malach gave a kol dibur v'dibur, and that's the same idea that we say over here with the minyanim. There was the Mishkan, the tzibur dikah thing, but there was the chana, the yachid dikah thing, before and after, so you had these two elements. So Matan Torah is Yom HaKohol, but on the other hand, it's Yishakeni min Shikos Piyu, that everyone got their own neshika. Everyone had a mekabel their own thing. And that's why people should realize that Kabbalah Satorah is for the whole klal, but everyone has their own, you know, Ein Amadom Lomed El Mokom Shalim Ucham Feitz. The Megala Amukos says, Yisrael, Yeshishim Riba Osios LaTorah. Everyone has a private Kabbalah. what they're holding and learning, what they could do, and the Torah is vast. Like Rav David Cohen says, everyone can find their niche in Torah, and the Torah is for the whole community, but every individual has their, and that's the Kos Somar Leves Yaakov, and that's the Kos Sevarchu, because it has that private element of your own Kabbalah Satorah and your own bracha, what you need for your particular business. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoyche, Kesu as Rosh Kolal Ma'Yisrael, Minyan Bnei Yisrael, Likhe, Musa L'Doros, this idea of the personal growth and also the growth through the community as well. And that person has to prepare to be part of the community and has to realize that being part of the community lifts them up as well. And these two aspects are also the two aspects of Kabbalah Satorah, of the Yom HaKohol of Matan Torah, but also the Neshakeyu Mishikus Pihu, that there's a Neshika because everyone got their own Dibor, was brought in front of everyone and said, are you Mekabel this Dibor? He says, yes. Then he gave her a kiss. Then he brought the next Dibor in front of every single individual. It wasn't just one communal Nasav and Ishma for everyone. That was the communal thing. But then there was Nishakeni Mishikus Piyu, a whole Dibor Vidibor. There was a Malach that brought in front of you, presented it, you Makabel, and he got a Nishika from the Malach, Mishlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bez Hashem, we should all be people who are growing as Yechidim, but also part of the Tzibor to continue growing, because the ultimate growth will only become part of being part of the community, part of the Tzibor. And that will raise us all up. Hopefully, the Shem Shemaim, the Shem Tiferes, and we should be zocha for good health to be mekabel the Torah together with our families, the rest of the klal, l'anu l'chol beis Yisrael.